Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with...
The lunatic, Reggie Johnson.
He's making me laugh again. I love it in the morning. He was doing his little jig to the ocean wave intro. I don't know how you dance to that music.
Just
you
fine.
Are so wild. Anyway, welcome to Circles of Prosperity. We love you this morning. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. It's Thursday. Hey, they're talking about tornadoes may hit us here in Atlanta.
There should be a tornado of love.
I know. They were saying charge up your phone, charge up your laptop, and make sure you take it down into the cellar or the basement, wherever your safe place is. So I'm passing on that information. They say that the transition in our weather should take place about 1 o'clock this afternoon. So if you're going out to work and you're in Atlanta, make sure you take your umbrella with you because they say that we're having
hailstorms,
even possibly hail and tornadoes. Oh, my goodness, is it the end of days or what? Anyway, oh, how are you this morning?
I'm just wonderful, caught up in your tornado.
I know.
Of prosperity and abundance and love and protection and all the wonderful attributes of spirit.
Oh, I love you too. So listen, we are talking about the law of attraction. I'm having a blast. You know, I think if I'm really honest about it, this is the first time that I've really done an in-depth study specifically of the law of attraction. We definitely talk about the law of attraction in just about every book that we've studied because it's the principle of manifestation. But this in-depth study and analysis of the law of attraction, the third time. And so I hope that you will embrace these teachings, number one. Go back and listen to the archives over and over again because faith comes by hearing, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Faith, and the Bible says in hearing the voice of God, which is actually a vibration, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here we are, we're dealing with the vibration of the universe and how it actually works. So it's important to go back and listen to these lessons. And what I like about the Abraham Hicks material is that they, you know, this particular book that we're working with right now, Money and the Law of Attraction, it's a series of questions from Jerry Hicks to Abraham, the consciousness of Abraham, and the answers that come forth. And these are real-life questions. I love the way Jerry poses the questions. A lot of times there's stories and examples. And then Abraham explains how the law of attraction was at work in those particular scenarios. And 9 times out of 10, there's going to be a scenario that comes up that you can relate to because you're going through it. You have been through it or you're going through it. So I actually really like this book, and I encourage you to purchase the book. It's called Money and the Law of Attraction. It's one of those books that you're going to want to have on your bookshelf, okay? So before we get into the lesson, there are a couple of things I want to share with you. Number one is that tomorrow is Oracle Friday, and we have a very special guest who will be with us tomorrow. She's a student of Dr. Reggie, been trained by Dr. Reggie. just a wonderful lady. Her name is Tanya Walker. And, you know, I love it when we have your young protege to come on, and you will just feel their energy. They are just so in tune.
She really is. It's amazing to me.
You know.
Always been that way.
She very much has an energy similar to Reginald Lewis, our son, and these young people are just amazing.
She's reading on Twitter.
She does. Listen, to show you, she is really tuned in with this new generation that of social media, because she does tarot readings on Twitter. She calls it Tarot Tuesday. So you can go to her website, which is Speak Right Love. Anyway, if you look at our upcoming shows, you can see her bio there and find her, Tanya Walker.
And she'll get more information tomorrow when she's on.
Tomorrow, most definitely, she will be on tomorrow. So it's going to be a treat. This girl is so in tune. She gave me a reading, and I was just blown away. And very much in tune with her guides and listening to them. And you're just going to absolutely love her. So tweet your friends and let them know that she's going to be on and, you know, to call in tomorrow. You don't want to miss the show. But once we get her, you know, you guys are going to be begging for her to come back.
I know. Once you experience
her, you're going to be begging her to come back. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, today, you know, I am really trying to shift us into having discussions in the morning. I just think it's important for us to share. And I don't know why so many of you are hesitant to press one on your telephone keypad to call in and to talk to me and Reggie. We're very approachable. I think I'm easy to talk to. What do you say?
I do. I think so.
So, anyway, give us a call at 914-338-0590. I'm going to take a break in a moment. So I can
knock me out.
And knock Dr. Reggie out. But anyway, 914-338-0590. I don't know why we're so silly this morning, but love us anyway, okay?
We do.
And let me see. You know, they say, Cynthia, you need to remind people to like you on Facebook. Okay, please, like me on Facebook. At Circles of Prosperity on Facebook. And join our mailing list. You know, we just want to stay in touch with people. We don't want to inundate you with a bunch of stuff. But a lot of times I come across videos and different things, and I want to share them with you. And if you're not on our mailing list, you're not getting that. And then I feel like you're not getting the supporting materials to some of the things that we talk about, because we don't have a lot of time in the morning to talk about a lot of stuff. And so I try to expand it by giving you videos, things that kind of give you a deeper understanding of the principles. So, Dr. Reggie, you want to take us into our morning prayer?
Yes.
He's so excited. You finally, you showed up.
No.
Okay.
These are your thoughts.
They're my thoughts. I'm running my mouth. Okay, go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and all the energy and the people who are listening, that they will get deeper understanding of eternal verities and truth of these universal laws, especially the one who is studying the law of attraction, that people will attract to them what they want. It is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom, as you say, in your word, and we expect those things to happen. We keep our highest thought on the good that surrounds us all the time. And simple things we have beautiful gifts for and thanksgiving for, breathing, life itself, activities, action, to travel, to do what we need to do to bring the life that we want into being, just by our thoughts. And we thank you for the essence of thought and the essence of power and the essence of love within every cell in the body. Let us use the highest energy in our body, our thought process, to connect with you whenever there's a problem, to erase that problem and find out what the lesson is embedded in the situation itself. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. Well, hey, yesterday we were talking about your financial abundance story. And we moved into a section where we were talking about if money loses its value, then, you know, how does that impact us? And Abraham was basically saying that, you know, our thoughts in terms of money losing its value is coming from a place of lack, a thought of lack. And the last thing I said to you is where he says that from your place of lack, you cannot attract its opposite. In other words, you cannot attract abundance when you're coming from a place of lack. What are you going to get if you're focusing on lack? You're going to get more lack. So it really is a matter of adjusting your thinking so that your thinking harmonizes with that which feels good within you. So every thought that you think has a vibration. And it is by virtue of having that vibrating thought that you attract. Mm. So when you think a thought of lack, that thought is vibrating at a place that is so alien to that which your inner being knows to be true that your inner being cannot resonate at all with that. And the resultant feeling within you is one of negative emotion. So when you think a thought of upliftment or a thought of abundance or of well-being, well, those thoughts, they harmonize with that which your inner being knows to be true. And under those conditions, you are filled with a feeling of positive emotion. So what is that saying to you? What is the number one thing you're hearing there? I think it's how you feel. Sometimes we may not really have time to focus on what am I thinking, what am I thinking, or what am I thinking. But we can really tune into what am I feeling, what am I feeling, what am I feeling. Because the feeling nature is a reflection of the thought process. So is it making me feel good? Or do I have a negative emotion here? If I have a negative emotion, then I need to roll back and start looking at what am I thinking to make me feel this way? How am I out of sync? In the past, the way I've shared this with you is, look, there's a divine essence in you. And your emotions tell you when you are in alignment with that divine essence. And then I go on to say, those emotions, when you're feeling complete joy, that is your highest vibration, and it is letting you know that you're on the God channel. Because I love using the word God. Other teachers will say source, universe, all of it is the same. But if you want to know if you are in God's will, then check out how you are feeling. If you are in absolute joy, everything is positive, happy, glorious, then you are in God's will. That's God's will for your life. And the reason I'm using these terms is because I know so many of you come from the Christian church and they hold that over you. Well, do you believe that this is God's will for your life? And then they have you questioning whether you're making the right decision or not. I had that happen to me, and I actually felt guilty because I didn't know whether it was God's will for my life. Now I'm telling you how to know. Abraham is telling you how to know. What do you think your inner being is? It's your higher self. It's the divine essence that's connected to God. He says when you are not in alignment with your inner being, that means the God essence of you knows to be true, you're going to feel miserable. That's basically what he's saying. You're not harmonizing. You're not in alignment with that which is your true essence of who you are. That divine energy within you. Woo! Wake up! Wake up! I love it. I absolutely love it. So, you have to trust the way that you feel as the indicator as to which side of this subject that, and remember that there are two sides to the subject. especially when we're talking about money or health or anything. There is the lack of money or the lack of health or the lack of a relationship. The other side is actually having money, the abundance of money, the abundance of wellness, or actually having a wonderful relationship. So there's always two sides or two subjects that you are on. Which subject are you on? Are you on the lack of or actually having it? That's what Abraham is saying. And he says whether it is the subject of money or lack of it, health or lack of it, or a relationship or the lack of it, always when you feel good, you are in the place of attracting that which you are wanting. And how, Dr. Reggie, if the Bible is telling us the king is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, to grant you the desires of your heart.
And that the kingdom of God is within.
And the kingdom of God is within.
A king must live there, right?
A king must live there.
There's higher energy in you, the higher energy itself.
The higher energy itself is within you. And the joy of your life is what God wants you to experience. That's how I interpret those scriptures.
And it's so funny, I've had those feelings on those days. It wasn't a bad day. Anytime it's a really good day, I felt really, really rejuvenated, really rejuvenated and good. I feel so good. Money comes in easily. Things come in. People call. Classes are going. Things are booming and energy's flowing through me. I feel like a fantasy. I don't even feel real.
I know.
On those days, it's so wonderful.
Oh, my God. And yet we get stuck. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about that downward spiral. Listen how Jerry poses the question to Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
When I would see people having financial problems, I used to worry about them. I would watch as they spiraled down, 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 until they would finally come crashing down in bankruptcy. But then in a very short time, they would have another new boat, a new luxury car, and another beautiful home. In other words, no one that I watched seem to stay down. But why couldn't they stop that downward spiral somewhere earlier along the way and start back upward sooner? Why did so many of them have to go all the way to the bottom before they could start back up again? How many of you have had a downward spiral? How many of you may be in a downward spiral right now? If you're in the chat room, I pose that question to you as well. Have you had this experience? And if so, how did you change it? Can you tell me how you feel about it? And share that with us in the chat room. Okay, so here's what Abraham says about that. The reason for any downward spiral is attention to lack. Okay? It's when you are focused on lack. Here Abraham continues by saying, in their fear that they might lose something, or in their attention to things that they were losing, they were focused upon the lack of what they wanted. And as long as that was their point of attention, only more loss was possible. As they felt guarded or defensive, or as they began to justify or rationalize or blame, they were on the lack side of the equation. And only more lack could be their experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you're in the middle of a crisis, a financial crisis, you feel inadequate. The bills are coming and there's no money to pay, and you're focused on that. There's no money to pay, the bills are coming, and you're just overwhelmed by the whole situation, and all you can do is focus on the lack that is there. And that puts you in this downward spiral. Can you see how the principle is working here? Okay. Once they hit bottom and are no longer in a place of guardedness because there's nothing else to lose, their attention is then shifted, is it not?
Yes.
And so their vibration shifts, does it not? And so their point of attraction is shifted. So hitting what they believe to be the bottom caused them to begin to look up. You could say that it forced them to begin telling a different story. They began to rewrite their story, rewrite their desires. Here's what's interesting. Well, we lose everything. Okay, we'll just have to we'll lose everything. Then they start all over and they start thinking about how they're going to rebuild. They cannot do that, or they choose not to do that in the midst of the spiral downward, the downward spiral. And that's the way they could prevent getting to the bottom, is to start creating a new story. But we, as humans, do not do that. We stay stuck in the fear until we manifest the worst possible scenario.
Mm.
Your life experiences cause you to ask for many wonderful things that are making their way into your experience, but your worry and your doubt and your fear and your resentment and your blaming and jealousy or any other negative emotions would indicate that the predominant thoughts you were thinking were holding those things away. It would be as if you had drawn them right outside your door, but your door was closed. So as you begin to tell a different story of the things that you could buy with like a $100 bill, as you relax and as you focus more upon the positive aspects of your life, as you more deliberately choose the better feeling end of the vibrational stick, well, that door will open. And you will be flooded with manifestations of those wanted things and experiences and relationships. I'm selling you a fairy tale this morning. I'm telling you, you have a fairy godmother or a fairy godfather that the moment you desire something, manifests it for you. But you can't see it because you are at a different vibration. Abraham is saying it's right at your door, but you're so hung up in resentment and anger and fear and doubt, it can't get past the door to get to you. Your blessing is waiting for you if you can move vibrationally out of your own way.
Mm.
Wow. He goes on to talk about a war against war is war. And we're going to tie all this in. So Abraham is ranting at this point. Not ranting, but he has some wonderful points he wants to bring in. He says, recognizing that you are a creator of your own life experience and learning to deliberately do so by directing your thoughts is an adjustment for most people, because most have long believed that you made things happen through taking action. But not only have you erroneously believed that action is what makes things happen, but you have also believed that you apply pressure to unwanted things and that they will go away. And that's why you have a war against poverty, a war against drugs, a war against AIDS, a war against terrorism. We can make this go away.
Mm.
And although you may believe that pushing against these unwanted things will cause them to leave your experience, that is not how the laws of the universe work. And that is not the proof of your experience. For all of those wars are getting bigger, are they not?
They are.
Attention to the lack of what is wanted causes it to increase.
Wow.
And to come closer to you. Just as focusing upon what is wanted causes it to increase and come closer to you.
Instead of the war on drugs, there should be a stand for a better America, or a stand for what you're standing for and then railing against.
Right.
To be standing for prosperity instead of war
or
and poverty.
Or standing for a drug-free America.
Yes, and standing for prosperity, a prosperous America, a war against poverty. You can't, if you war against it, it's war itself.
Yes, that's
you're
exactly.
Fighting it.
And so we're focusing on that which we don't want, and we get more of what we don't want.
Right.
That's the whole point. And I hope you're getting this lesson, because the principle is very, very simple. Whatever you think on will manifest. Wherever you put your attention, it's going to grow and manifest. He says it over and over again. And the problem with most of us is that we are focusing on the lack. And that's not what we want to experience. We want to experience on the abundant. But the nature of our thought is generally from the lack side of the argument, of the equation. So when you relax into your natural well-being, when you make statements such as, oh, my goodness, I seek abundance, and I trust the laws of the universe, or I trust that God will provide, you know, I trust the laws of the universe. I have identified the things that I want, and now I am just going to relax and allow them into my experience. I'm going to relax and allow them into my experience. So then what happens? More of what you desire begins to come to you. You know, we had a instant manifestation yesterday, didn't we, Reggie?
We did.
And here's it was a very simple thing, but it was just so clear, I guess, because we're focused on these principles right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Reggie was being put in, volunteered to do some work at far below his regular rate. And at some point after he made the decision, he was having resentment about it. And I said, you know what, you need to let that go, release it, because you're not helping anyone by doing something that you're resentful for. I heard him complaining, but I didn't really equate it with resentment until after the experience. So he finally released himself from that obligation, and his attitude immediately changed, and then his phone rang with reading. He was blocking his blessings from the resentment he was holding up for what he had obligated himself to do. And the moment that he released that resentment, because he set himself free from the obligation, the abundance came. And I said, Reggie, look at that. Look at how quickly the universe responded to you. It was absolutely amazing. It was immediate manifestation. These principles work. And oftentimes we just don't take the time to look at how the law is working in our life. But there it was, right there, so clear. So I'm encouraging you to stop and analyze the things that are going on with you, the experiences that you're having, analyze where your thoughts are, analyze where your feelings are, and then shift them to the highest vibration that you can, the thing that's going to make you feel good. Amen? All righty. Okay, so let's go on here. If your financial situation feels like struggle, then you are pushing your financial well-being farther away. But when you begin to feel ease regarding your financial situation, you are then allowing more abundance to flow into your experience. It really is just that simple. So when you see others that are excelling in their attraction of money, and you feel negative emotion about it, that is your signal that your current thought is not allowing the abundance that you desire into your experience.
Hmm.
How many of you have felt that? You look at other people and what and see how they're excelling, and then you have all of these negative feelings. Anyone had that experience out there that wants to share? Probably not. We don't want to let people know that we have those thoughts, do we? But we do. It's part of our human nature. We're always making a comparison. And part of what we're asking you to do here on Circles of Prosperity is to stop comparing yourself to other people. Just start declaring what it is that you desire in your life, right? Declaring that.
Mm-hmm.
And know that it will come and stay focused on that. What other people are doing, that's their business. That's their divine path. It has nothing to do with you. You can do just as much as they're doing, if not even more. And it's not about a competition. It's about you finding your joy. Let's hear what Abraham says. When you find yourself critical of the way anyone has attracted or is using money, you are actually pushing money away from yourself. But when you realize that what others do with money has nothing to do with you and that your primary work is to think and speak and do what feels good to you, then you will be in alignment not only about the subject of money, but about every important subject in your physical experience. For many of us, getting the money thing right is going to open the door to so many other things because just money rules our current society. And even Abraham says, look, you know, you guys equate money with freedom, and so we're not going to rail against that. We're just going to show you how to make this work for you on your behalf so that you have the freedom that you have and you can have the joy and live the life that you desire. But really and truthfully, the money isn't necessary. But since you believe that it is, we'll go along with it. Now, Jerry asked a very important question, and this I know comes up sometimes. He says, what bearing does talent or skill or ability have on bringing abundance or money into our lives? What bearing does talent or skill? Do I have to be talented? Do I have to have a certain skill in order to bring abundance? Isn't that, that's a great question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What did Abraham say? He says it has very little to do with that. He says those are all action aspects for the most part. And your action is responsible for but a minuscule part of what comes to you, your thoughts and your words. Are the reason your life unfolds as it does. Your thoughts and your words. How many of you, what was that? There was a little Asian boy, I don't remember his name, that was on one of these shows, singing shows, and he, what was the show?
I think it was American Idol, one of those.
American Idol. You guys remember that a few years ago? And he just really believed he was a singer, and everybody laughed at him. It was just the most ridiculous thing. Do you know he got a record deal?
Career.
And they did a video and put a song out. His belief was so strong, it manifested. Now, he hasn't had a long
career,
but he lived his dream. And, the fact that he couldn't sing well was a benefit for him.
But he was in his joy.
He was in his absolute joy.
Whether anybody else believed it or not, he believed it and got him a multi-million-dollar contract.
Exactly. So Abraham is saying, the action part is minuscule.
Right.
I tell you all the time, your magic wand consists of your thoughts and your words. Abracadabra, as I speak it, I create it.
Amen.
As I speak it, I create it.
Mm.
So Jerry then goes on to say, so then you would say that people with no sellable skill or talent could still receive all the financial abundance they want in their lives? And this is how Abraham answers it. Absolutely. He didn't hesitate. He says absolutely. Because unless in comparing themselves to others
right.
and concluding that they have no sellable skill or talent, they feel diminished and therefore defeat their own experience with their own negative expectations. In other words, you're the only one that can stop you. Woo! That's a heavy-duty lesson. You are the only one that can stop you from having the life that you desire. When you begin to doubt, when you begin to fear, and this is the one that's most important, when you begin to compare yourself with everyone else, how do I fit in? And you are the one. Your life is all about you. It's definitely a you experience. The most valuable skill that you could ever develop is the skill of directing your thoughts toward what you want. To be adept at quickly evaluating all situations and then quickly coming to the conclusion of what you most want. And then giving your undivided attention just to that. There is a tremendous skill in directing your own thoughts that will yield results that cannot be compared with results that mere action can provide.
Amen. Woo.
And listen, I'm going to tell you guys something. It's very easy to do this, but it is challenging to do this. To shift into this state of consciousness. It's easy to do, but it is challenging on the same side because we have been trained, and I don't know how old many of you are, but we have been trained so differently. Our society is structured so differently. Our society is all about how hard you work. You know, they tell you if you open a business, it's 5 years before that business will be successful. They tell you how many businesses fail. They set you up for failure, not for success. They set you up to believe only a few people can reach the top. You got to work really hard. You got to be extremely competitive. You got to knock everybody else out of the way. That's how society has trained us. Abraham is saying, no, you need to be in control of your thoughts and really focus on that which you desire. Know what you want. Quickly shift in your consciousness and in your thoughts when they're working against you and not for you. Quickly find your alignment by what? Finding your joy. Paying attention to how you feel. So then Jerry says, well, how can people get past the belief that they must give money or give a dollar's worth of something in order to get a dollar's worth of something? And Abraham says, well, your knowledge in all things comes only through life experience, but your life experience comes as a result of the thoughts that you are thinking. So even though you may have wanted something for a very long time, if your thoughts have been upon the absence of it, then it could not come to you. And so from your personal experience, you come to the conclusion that it is not possible or that it is a struggle. In other words, you come to many valid conclusions about things being hard when you have led a difficult life. And it is our desire to help you to understand what is really at the heart of that self-created struggle. We want to help you to begin from a different premise and to understand the laws at the basis of all things. There's a new understanding of the laws of the universe, and a willing to begin telling a different story will give you different results. And those different results will then give you different beliefs or knowledge. You are the one and the only one who can evaluate your effectiveness. No one else has the ability to discern where you stand relative to where you are wanting to be, and nobody else can decide where you should be. Only you. You know, I have a dear friend that says, oh, well, you know, the system is set up against us. The system isn't, you know, it's not really there to work for us. I mean, they have you jumping through so many hoops. It never works. What kind of language is that? You're going to be defined by a system? Let it go. You define who you are. You define what you want. You define the life experience you desire. Not some system. And we get trapped in that consciousness and feel justified. You know, really and truthfully, you're giving yourself an excuse. You have failed, and now you're giving yourself an excuse. That's all. I may be hard for you to hear right now, but guess what? You can change it. This today, you can change it. Today, you mm-hmm. can say, this is what I want. I declare and decree that I will have it. There's nothing but blessings coming into my life that gives me the greatest joy. And I know that the laws of the universe will bring it to me. I no longer put up the resistance.
Amen.
I no longer make the excuses.
Yes.
I'm moving out of my way to change my life today. Hey,
That's true.
Amen. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I just want to say good morning to Forrest Aggie in the chat room this morning. And to Pam, I think Pam may have checked out. Listen, we're getting ready to close the show this morning. I just love you guys so much. I hope this has been a blessing to you.
It has been.
Tomorrow, of course, is Oracle Friday, and Tanya Walker will be with us. I would urge you to call in early to get in queue to get a reading with Tanya Walker. Dr. Benji, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Father, we are so grateful for this powerful, dynamic lesson, and hopefully everybody got the message across. We're here always to support us, and the universe is here to support us and teach us a lesson about everything that we're wanting. And we thank you for the lessons that are instilled through the power of Cynthia's vehicle, through her soul, and the animation she gives, and the energy with which she gives it. We thank you for that power. And that everybody listening receives a major blessing of truth and the stillness of your voice and the understanding of your vibration in us and through us and acting as us. We believe this possibility is true, and so it is.
And so it is. Oh, my goodness, we're getting ready to go into the weekend. You guys have a blessed day.